What's going on, everybody? Happy New Year. Hope you and your families are well. I hope you guys are well. I hope 2021 is the best for us all. God, I hope that this damn pandemic is out of here for good going into this year. I know it's, you know, not gonna cease like a fart in the wind, like somebody said, but we ain't gonna go there. But yeah, like I said, Happy New Year, everybody, man. I appreciate y'all for tuning in. Just been on the grind the last quarter of the year, last couple days of the quarter of the year, 2020. Fresh start in 2021, going at everything else full-fledged. I got a calendar, and my wife filled it out for me, and I'm just never seeing it. And it says the seven P's, as in peanut. Proper planning, prevents piss, poor performance. I guess that's something that they say on her job. But everybody got a sense of motivation. Everybody got a sense of something that pushes them, ambition, something that goes forward, makes us drive, that makes us want to get up and do the very thing that we're passionate about. And I have to say that with as much force as I can, because there's enough negative going on right here in the world right now, and I'm just trying to do my part to put out some positivity in the car culture, in the big rim culture, in the garage racing culture, in the car show culture. I'm hoping everybody is doing the best that they can. Let's put it like that. Because this COVID thing is real, everybody. You know, it's very real. And we just pray that everybody can continue to be safe, social distance. But we know everybody ain't gonna do right. We know everybody ain't gonna abide by the rules and the stipulations that's out there to prevent the spread. But I just said, everybody, just do your part. And we have to do our parts, going to the car shows, going to the races, showing off the cars, going to look at cars, make sure you mask up, make sure you social distance, make sure that there's enough, you know, hand sanitizer on deck. Just be safe, everybody. Very, very challenging and trying times right now. But all we have is our cars. And the fellowships and the places that we finally get there. And, you know, it's what we make it. The culture and how we treat the culture. No disrespect to nobody. It's all fun. At the end of the day, we're trying to get home to our families, our children, and get back to whatever. If the car broke at the track, if the car needs, you know, this, it needs that. Get back to your restoration. This whole COVID thing has taught us that, you know, we can't, you know, being home and being idle, it can get us back to focusing on what our projects were before everything slowed down to a halt. I just, you know, it's been real the last year. You know, losing people left and right, businesses shutting down, businesses going out of business, economy is jacked up. It's a lot to worry about. And I'm not trying to get on here to depress anybody. I'm not trying to get on here to scare anybody away. But it's the reality of what's going on right now. And before I dive into this episode, I just had to touch on that. Make sure you guys just being safe. Now, let's get down to what's really happening. And what's really happening right now, January 16th, I touched on that in a previous episode, is Money on the Line with Straight. And he has that event down in West Palm Beach. I'm gearing up to try to get down there and get that footage and content and other stuff, and go to work, stay consistent, build a brand. Orlando Usher, make sure y'all check me out on all platforms, Facebook, YouTube, the main two that I really mess with. I'm trying to branch out and get other ones up and running. And when I do, I'll keep y'all posted on that. But yeah, Money on the Line, January 16th. There's a couple events coming up right after that. That's on the grudge end. The Money on the Line is a big rim thing. And I'm also crossing over and doing the grudge as well. But my favorite and what I get a joy out of is the big rim and all the shit that they talk on that. But I'm really about to push the podcast really, really hard. I'm going here in the next couple of weeks, and just you guys be on the lookout for that. Yeah, Money Online 16, and then the 23rd, that's the King of the Zoo in Middle Georgia Motorsports Complex down in Middle Georgia, Jeffersonville, Georgia, right below Twiggs County. This is all in Georgia. That's where I'm based out of. But yeah, that event coming up, and there's some big stuff coming up in February. It's a lot of juicy stuff coming up in February. Cut the Check and Boost Doctor, they've set that event up down in South Georgia Motor Park, South Georgia Motor Park. It's a Silver Dollar Speedway, whatever, Silver Dollar. It's in Reynolds, Georgia. You guys can go on Instagram and Facebook, Cut the Check. Facebook, Instagram, Cut the Check. And Boost Doctor has it on his page too. It's going to be the box shootout. That's the first part, number one. I think they're trying to race multiple times this year. But it's amazing for the culture, what's getting ready to happen. I just been touching a lot on just different stuff. Lately I've been really uploading a lot of footage I've got from Middle Georgia and the Fox Bodies. Fox Body Mustangs and all kind of good stuff like that. It's just amazing for the culture. A couple car footage that I had from the Orlando Classic, and I still got a lot of content to push out and show the world from my eye and what I'm doing for the culture. I just suggest you all just stay tuned. I got a lot of great content. I can't stress that word enough. Subscribe to Orlando Usher's YouTube channel for great content. And it's just what my brand is, great content. I mean, I get out there and I get the content. I break the content down, I edit the content. It's a lot of work involved with trying to put content together and feed the world and feed the culture what you see through your eye and what you put a spin on through your eye. But I also, I got to get back to my build and my restoration on my car. I have restoration in process as well on my 1976 Impala four-door. That's my baby. Just putting things in perspective. It's really a grind. It's not easy. Sometimes it seems impossible until you get it done. But that's what makes the beauty of it and makes you more appreciative. But yeah, just giving you all a highlight on what's getting ready to happen. Straight has a March Madness shootout coming. He's gonna be doing a lot of stuff in Valdosta this coming year. He said he's trying to really lock down that track, but it's a lot going on all over. I'm gonna be bringing on some guests here in the next couple of episodes. But I just had to jump on here and give you all an update on this episode. And this episode was just talking about the coming events. I don't mean to be so vague and so like I guess I gotta say I'm just being I'm not trying to give y'all all the juice all at one time. Let's put it like that. Because it's trying to really give y'all amazing news when I get it. And right now, with everything kind of slowing down, track season, there's really not too much going on as far as on the action side. Let's put it like that. So I think most of all the races right now, they're building their cars and they're getting ready for the actual season, which I really think it opens up full-fledged in March when it starts to get warm. There's a couple of races here and there on the big rim end. I know down in Montgomery they got some stuff in March, and they got Boost Doctor, like I said, and Cut the Check, they have theirs in February, and Money on the Line, that's in next week. But things are looking up. Y'all stay tuned, make sure you're following your dreams. Here's to the 2021. Go harder than you did in 2020. Look forward to this year being productive. And if you got a business or something you want to start, just start it. It's never going to be perfect. Start that thing, y'all. And, I hope everybody's blessed. I hope everybody is doing what they want to do, what they're passionate about, what's in their heart. Stop procrastinating. Life is short, and we want to make sure we make our mark while we can. God bless y'all. Y'all stay tuned. I appreciate y'all for tuning in and listening to me vent about the upcoming news and all that good stuff. Got some more great things coming. Y'all stay tuned to the channel. Make sure you tell your people about Orlando Usher on Anchor, Big Rim Culture, Big Rim Racing Culture, for the culture. And y'all make sure y'all do what it is you love to do. Don't be miserable. Live your dreams. Do what it is you want to do. And go from there. I will be coming back to you all really, really soon. So stay tuned. Yes, sir. God bless.